Let's talk about some of the cases that you investigated, because there are some good ones. I know there was one in North Carolina, and I remember hearing about this from the Bass folks, about a guy who sees a large black triangle outside, and he had a physical interaction with it. Tell me that story.
Yes, and actually that's one of the cases that I personally was involved in, where I deployed with the team and went out and talked to this individual. But essentially, here's how the case went down. The gentleman, that he lives in a fairly remote area, in North Carolina. I mean, it's out in kind of like a very remote area where the houses are, you know, like a quarter mile apart or something like that. And he was inside watching TV, and his son was sleeping out in a tent with the next door neighbor's kids, several hundred yards away from the backyard. And so that night, he was kind of, you know, in there watching TV, 11 o'clock-ish, but he was cognizant of what was going outside because his son was outside sleeping in the tent. Well, essentially what happened was he hears the dogs start to bark, and they start getting all stirred up, and it seemed to him that it was something that wasn't normal. So he goes out on the deck out behind his house, and he looks around the backyard and looks over the tent. Everything seems fine, and so he gets back in, and pretty soon, you know, the dogs start, you know, getting stirred up again. Well, this happened a couple of times, and I remember him telling me he went out on the porch, and he had one of his dogs, which, as I remember, was a pit bull, a pretty big dog, and the dog was actually standing up on his hind legs with the chain fully extended, you know, and he was, like, standing up and looking right up in the sky and just, like, growling and really, really agitated. And so the gentleman, at that point, he looks up, and he sees an object that's about 150 feet off the ground. The thing is big enough. It's a triangle-shaped object that spans the entire width of his backyard. So we figured it was well over, you know, from corner to corner, it was well over 150 feet. And it's about 150 feet off the ground. And he's watching it, and I remember one of the things that he told me was that the bottom of the object, he said that, and I've heard this before, people will say it looks like it's translucent where you can see the stars through it. But I remember him telling me that he could see the stars on the bottom of the object. And it's like you'd see the stars right through it. Whether those things are like projected on the bottom of it or whatever.
A sort of camouflage?
Yes, and that's not uncommon. I've seen that a number of times in case reports. But I remember him telling us that, and then what he ultimately did, which was something I would not recommend to anybody, and there's several of these cases where this has occurred, he goes in the house and gets one of those real bright spotlights, like million candle power spotlights that people use on boats and for hunting and things like that. He goes out and he basically projects the spotlight beam up on top onto the object to try to see it better. He's trying to see what it really looks like, you know. Because all he could see was, like, he had a light out in the backyard, and there was some, like, luminescence that was reflecting up that he could see the object, but he wanted to get a better look at it. Well, as soon as he put the light up on the object, it reacted to the light, and there was a very intense bluish-white beam of light that came down on him. And he said as soon as it hit him, it was really hot, and it was burning him. So he turned around, kind of got down on his cowered down on his knees, and put his back to it, and it hit him for about 3 or 4 seconds. And then when the light went out, he basically ran in the house. Well, when we examined him, he looked like he had a really, really bad sunburn. You could see it on his back of his neck and so forth. And, of course, it really scared him. But he was kind of trying to protect himself from the beam, and it obviously wasn't a smart thing to do to put the beam of light up on the object.
And was the sunburn type mark, was it concentrated in one area that had been like from a beam, or was it all over his body, more like sunburn?
Well, no, you could see where the outline of where his shirt was and stuff like that. So it's just where the bare skin was. It would be like if you were out, you know, kneeled down and the sunburn had hit you from behind your neck. So you could see where it was, but it was only on the areas where his clothes didn't cover it up.
Okay, you come in and investigate this thing. What's your conclusion? What's your take on this one?
Well, one of the things that I would tell you is that when we write investigation reports, I normally don't write them to and say, here's what really happened or here's what we really think happened. What we try to do is we try to write a report, include as many facts as we can. We look at witness statements. We try to correlate statements. We look at data, and we try to write the report in a way that gives you all the information, and you know, leave it kind of open ended. If I were writing a report about a murder, I would orchestrate my report in a way to put the facts and the everything that was involved and all the evidence in the case. And if it was a 10-page report, by the time you get to page 9.5, you're saying, yeah, that guy really killed his wife, you know? That's kind of how we did it. We never really made a conclusion, and we typically don't. What we were trying to do is present as many facts as we could on that case. The investigators that interviewed him, we didn't find anything that would indicate to us that he was not telling us the truth. Like many cases, there were some discrepancies. There was a couple of discrepancies that came out later. When we interviewed him, we interviewed him on videotape, and he was very consistent in his stories. The problem with something like that is you have one witness, and you had some evidence as far as the burns on the back of the neck, but there's only so much you can go with only one witness and that kind of evidence. It was a very compelling case. We were very interested in it, and everything about it seemed to pretty much fit.
Tell me this: were you able to do any analysis on what kind of a beam could cause those kind of a burns? Is it microwave or laser, or what the heck could do it?
Well, we can only speculate on that. And by the way, that was one of the cases that I believe that our friends at Bass investigated too. They looked at it as well. But no, we were never able to ascertain what type of light hit him or anything like that. There was one of the things that we did find out afterwards that this individual witness had reported some other cases to MUFON that he didn't tell us about when we interviewed him, which was a little bit of that was a little disturbing as far as we were able to ascertain that later on that he did, in fact, report some other cases like that. And that bothered us a little bit. But we never really, sometimes with cases like that, you never really know for sure.
Let's talk about in general, I would think if you've got a case like that, a large black triangle, then you would look at other similar reports. And there were a whole bunch of them, as you know, a couple of years ago. In fact, NIDS, which was the organization that was a predecessor to Bass, did a whole analysis of these big black triangles. I think they strongly suggested that this was, rather than an alien craft, that maybe these were spy platforms that our government was using to suck up information or from computers and phones, things of that sort, that it was an earthly origin for these craft. What's your take on black triangles in general?
Well, again, you can only speculate about that kind of thing. There seems to be, and the only thing I can tell you is what I know about it is just from looking at case report and case data. There does seem to be a variety of information about them, and I think it's like anything else. Probably some of them are government experimental aircraft, that kind of thing, and some of them probably aren't.